Brazil wants a 24-hour hold on 10K plus stablecoin transfers. Brazil's central bank wants to slow down large stablecoin transfers. Under a rulemaking notice published June 26, virtual asset service providers would be required to hold stablecoin transfers of $10,000 or more for up to 24 hours before releasing them abroad or to self-custody wallets. Cointelegraph flagged the story on July 4, days after the industry consultation window closed on July 2. The threshold works two ways. A single transfer of $10,000 or more triggers the hold, and so do combined transfers from one client that cross $10,000 in a day. The rule is expected to take effect in October 2026 if it survives the consultation feedback. The hold targets money, leaving the regulated system. The proposal is narrower than a blanket delay on all stablecoin activity. It applies to funds exiting the central bank's line of sight. Transfers to foreign platforms and withdrawals to self-custody wallets that regulators can no longer monitor once the transaction settles. During the 24-hour window, the VSP must assess risk across several dimensions: the customer, the transaction itself, the type of service, the recipient, and the destination country. The hold is discretionary at the margin. If the provider clears the transfer as low risk, it can release the funds early. The central bank insists this is screening, not seizure. Its own framing, the retention is exclusively precautionary in nature and is intended for risk analysis of the respective operation, not implying the definitive unavailability of assets. Regulators cited fraud prevention, cybersecurity, and stopping the rapid dispersal of stolen funds across multiple accounts as the goals. They also pointed abroad for precedent. Singapore already applies 24-hour delays on suspicious payments, and South Korea introduced rules in 2026 limiting transfers to self-custody wallets. Industry says the delay erases the product. The pushback is blunt. Stablecoins won cross-border volume in Latin America because they settle in minutes, not days. A Digital Chamber report found 71% of Latin American institutions use stablecoins for cross-border payments, the highest adoption rate of any region. A mandatory next-day settlement window hands back much of the edge over correspondent banking wires. Regina Pedroso of Brazilian crypto association AB Token raised three unresolved questions during the consultation. Who absorbs price movement while funds sit in the hold? How much the delay degrades transaction speed and the operational cost of building the screening infrastructure the rule demands? Retail users mostly escape. Anyone sending less than $10,000 a day sees no change. The burden lands on businesses running payroll, supplier payments, or treasury operations through dollar stablecoins, exactly the segment driving Brazil's cross-border stablecoin volume. Third strike in a pattern. This is not an isolated move. It is the third recent measure from Brasilia treating dollar stablecoins as a foreign exchange matter rather than an ordinary payment instrument. In May 2026, the central bank banned stablecoin and crypto settlement in cross-border payments outright under its FX framework, a rule that rerouted a corridor estimated at $90 billion. A related bill, 2946-2026, is working through the legislature to codify the central bank's crypto rules into federal law. The direction of travel is consistent. Brazil wants dollar stablecoins inside the same reporting and control perimeter as the currency market they increasingly substitute for. That matters for a market where crypto adoption keeps expanding at the consumer level. Card providers have been moving in as regulators tighten. Ubit opened its crypto card to Brazilian users in July, betting on exactly the payment demand these rules now wrap in process. The consultation closed July 2. The central bank now reviews the feedback before finalizing the text, with October 2026 as the working implementation date. Nothing in the consultation process obliges the bank to soften the threshold or the hold period.